You are tuning in to the PE Volunteers Podcast, where we promote quality physical education and share ideas. Welcome to the PE Volunteers Podcast. Hosting today is Alex Adams, Crystal Williams, and Derek Zachary. This is episode one, and today we're talking about becoming the next TAFER president. So let's get to it. Our guest today is Donna Dye, incoming president of TAFER from Austin Peay State University in Clarksville, Tennessee. She's a senior instructor. Thank you for joining us today. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. Originally, I'm from Savannah, Georgia. I joined the Army and served from 2000 to 2006 as a surgical technician. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree once I was out of the military, and those are both in health and human performance. I began teaching at Austin Peay in 2009, and currently, as you said, I am a senior instructor here. I have several hobbies. I still play softball. I like to run, and really anything that's active, I'm into.
Okay, good.
All right. Hey, Donna. I know the TAFER conference is coming up at the end of October, and I know you're the president-elect coming in. What are you looking forward to most at the conference?
So this year, we're kind of stepping out of the box a little bit with something that we're doing at the conference. I'm hosting a blood drive with the American Red Cross, and it's, again, something brand new. We've never done it before, and I'm excited to have everybody joining us. It gives us an opportunity not only to basically be lifesavers as physical educators, but also by giving blood as well. So we know the importance, obviously, of PE and, you know, teaching students to be lifelong active members of society, but also this gives us another opportunity.
Awesome. All right. At what moment did you realize you wanted to run for TAFER's president? Because that's, you know, that's an outstanding honor, and it's probably a pretty good commitment to lead the physical education teachers across the state.
So I'm not sure that there was a moment of clarity for me on this. I became a TAFER member as an undergrad. So back in 2007 is when I started interest in the organization. Since then, I've served on the board in several capacities, starting in 2014. I was the Physical Education Division Middle Schools Chair, and then I became the VP-elect for the PE Division. From there, I became the VP of the PE Division, and it just seemed like the next logical step to become the president-elect, and, you know, this coming up year for 2020, I will also obviously be the president.
Awesome. Great. Thank you, Donna.
Do you recommend anyone that is interested in joining TAFER in terms of leadership? You know, why would you tell someone who's interested or thinking about running on why to do it, you know, and why to run? And
so I think it's important for individuals to be part of their professional organizations for a variety of reasons. I think there are a lot of benefits that they can provide, that being the organization can provide to its members. For instance, Todd Lane, last year, he started an initiative to do some professional education basically over the summer for our PE teachers. And that's one of the benefits they get. Obviously, being a part of this organization, you also get to become part of something bigger. So an initiative that we've started at our organization is the Tom Cronin Bill. And that is something that's been pushed by our advocacy committee and also Shirley Holt-Hale. So trying to get more physical activity given to our students here in physical education is an important initiative. And you can be part of that legislation. And I think those are a couple of reasons why you might want to get involved.
Yeah, I guess on that note, continuing like the legacy that Todd has left and definitely Sherry Holt with the Tom Cronin Bill, what are some initiatives that you want to maybe start doing or continue doing during your presidency?
So I do have an initiative that I've been sitting on for several years and have been wanting to get started, and that is a 5K/1 mile walk. I want to get our students involved. I want to get our teachers, our PE teachers involved. So schools, I want to get the community involved, and knowing who TAFER is, knowing what our organization does for our kids. And so this is sort of my push for 2020, is to have the first annual 5K and 1 mile walk. And of course I want to keep, you know, what Todd has going. I want that summer professional development to continue to grow and to move across the state and to get more people involved in that. And obviously the Tom Cronin bill, that is something we've got to get passed through our legislation.
Why do you feel it's important for teachers and students to get involved in our state organization?
The organization provides opportunities, and we can share our best practices with others in the field. We can support the growth and development of, you know, students coming up in our field. We can encourage and mentor those same students, and we can create, drive, and legislation that improves PE for our students and schools. So being an advocate for your profession, that's one of the things that we can do as an organization. So I hope that people will step up and be part of that.
How do you think TAFER could get more teachers and students involved?
I think that this is a really, really difficult question to answer, just because what drives people is so different. What you would be looking for as a teacher, and what I would be looking for as a higher ed, you know, professional, those are very different things. So I think that we have to continue with the workshops that Todd started doing this summer. They really drew in a lot of new members for us. And I think that that's something that our PE teachers in K-12 are looking for. But I also think that people are looking for advocacy, trying to get, you know, TAFER's name out there and telling people what we do. Those initiatives would be great if we could get the community involved, which is why I want to do that 5K. And I think it's so important. But at the collegiate level, I also feel that we're going to need to really emphasize TAFER and the importance of being part of those professional organizations, and also staying active in those organizations. So if we can start them at our level here at the colleges and universities, hopefully they'll stay active once they start their career.
Yeah, I always thought that TAFER was just a convention, okay. You know, that's all we did. And I don't think until I started getting more involved in leadership and helping out that, oh, we have a ton, you know, we're fighting at the, you know, at the state level for, with, you know, via the Tom Cronin bill, and that we do a lot more. And I actually thought those summer things were great. They were highly attended. And I think people want to see value out of their membership, you know?
Absolutely. But again, you know, you can only get that value if people are willing to give up their time, and time is a commodity, and people have a hard time, you know, sometimes giving that time freely. And I think that that's an issue that we see, because people really don't understand the time commitment of the board itself. You know, I have seen different levels, and what my commitment was at those levels has been very different. So people can understand that we have only two meetings per year in person, where if they would need to travel and dedicate one day, you know, twice a year, that's really nothing in comparison to maybe what you volunteer someplace else and give. But then the commitments of trying to find teachers who will come and present, you know, their best practices at conference. So that's another bit of time commitment. And I'm going to do a lunch session on this very thing. What would be my commitment to TAFER? I think a lot of times people think it's more than what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I've only been honestly attending TAFER for about 3-4 years now. Okay. And I can't remember the first time we started doing this. It feels like those lunch thing is a new thing. I really enjoy that. I think I enjoy that as much as any presentation. Whatever the topic is, it seems like I don't know, just you get to know people better and get to know what's going on.
Sure. So I believe we started those 3 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. And generally it is the VP of the sections who are going to lead those. I'm doing one separately just because we're having such a difficult time. People saying, hey, I'll commit myself to the board, but then not committing themselves to the board or the position, if that makes sense. So I just want people to really understand what jobs look like. on the board. So if you're the VP of the wellness or the PE division, for instance, your job is to make sure that the people who fall underneath of you are getting presenters for conference. Well, you can't start that in June when we have our applications due in June. You've got to be talking to people throughout the year from the time conference ends until June, getting those people on board. And how we do that, how we approach that, I think we're not doing a stellar job, and we need to get that fixed. But again, that is a very small time commitment on your part if you don't wait until the last minute and try to get everybody at once.
Yeah, I think you're right, though. If it was clear, you know, hey, here are the expectations, this is what it's meant to be, this position, I think people would appreciate that.
Sure. We need more mentoring, in my opinion. So I'm going to try to work on some of that with the board, and maybe even some reorganization, realignment, because we're not doing what we're supposed to in certain jobs. And I mean, you come to the board meetings and you see that there are people who are not showing up constantly. And that hurts us because that job now falls on someone else.
Yeah, shots fired. I don't know. I'm with you. I'm new to the board, and I'm like, is this normal? Is this like, I'm with you. It's 2 days out of the year.
Yeah, it seems like it should be a whole lot more. You know, all three of us are on the board, and we come to me, and it's like, shouldn't we be doing this more often? What should we be doing in the meantime? So I guess that would be a great session to go to, or a luncheon to go to.
You hit the nail on the head, though. You know, what should I be doing between the conference and our first meeting, which is usually in late February, early March? What should I be doing between March and August when our next meeting is? And I think that gap we've got to fill. So I'm going to have some past president people and some other VPs of divisions come and kind of give what their time commitment has looked like over the years. And hopefully that'll, you know, encourage people to go, oh, you know what? I can give these 2 days and then a couple of hours here and there. It's not a full-time job. It's not an Andrea. I don't know how she does it, man. She's got a full-time job, and this is like a second full-time job, and she's got two children. She's
seriously
amazing.
Yeah, you gave us some good information, especially with me being new to this, getting on the board and stuff. So that was some really good information that you just gave us.
Oh, well, I'm glad. I'm sorry. It was new. I thought most
people... this was helpful to me.
Seriously.
All right, so... is there anything else, Donna, that you could tell the people, you know, anything that you would like to push out there?
I'm really excited about the opportunity to be the president of this organization. You know, I've been in several capacities, as I said earlier, in Tayford, and I just think it's such a great organization for you to be a part of. I want people, though, to really look and see if there are gaps in what we're doing as an organization, and I want them to step up, and I want them to fill those, you know, gaps in. What are we not providing you that you think that we need to provide, and how can you be the catalyst to start that program, for instance? You know, we cannot be an effective organization without people who are going to actually go out there and be doers. We can all talk a talk, but if we can't walk the walk, we're not going to get it.
I totally agree. You know, it's something that we need to keep working for each and every day, because we want more and more people involved. You know, it would be awesome to see 750 to up to 1,000 PE teachers across the state join the conference, join the Tayford. Donna, if the listeners wanted to know more about you, where can they find you online, email, Twitter, anything like that?
They can find me on Twitter. I am at DJDEY26, and I guess I'm going to need to step up my social media game.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, thanks, Donna, for joining us, and thanks to our listeners. Tune in next time to the PE Volunteers Podcast.